I think we should, without further ado, get Ed on the phone. Ed, are you there?
Yes, we are. We're here.
You are. There's a whole team over there, huh? You
and Nathan? We've got Nathan here, who's our sourcing director as well.
Wonderful. Welcome to both of you. So, as we had mentioned before we got you on the air, Ed Morrow is the founder of Source Direct, which is a company that supports inventors by sourcing for them overseas and, you know, really connecting them to great opportunities of getting their products priced at the price that major retailers want. Isn't that correct, Ed? I mean, it's different than just sourcing here in the U.S.
Yes, it's totally different. It's a lot more involved. It takes a little more time, but the end result is you can get a quality product at a very attractive price.
And so you are or were an inventor in your own right, correct? You want to tell us a little bit about your path to owning this company now?
Yeah, I basically started back in 83. I invented a product for the golf industry, started making it in the late 80s, and have been selling it ever since very successfully. That spurred 8 or 9 other patents that I own, and we sell them actively in the marketplace today.
And are they within the golf category, or are they beyond just golf?
Golf and lawn and garden primarily. Those are the two operations we've been involved in for the last 20 or so years, so we tended to focus on products where we had our own distribution.
And would you say that made it easier for you to go out and vet your own to help other inventors? Or are you able to help inventors outside of those categories just as easily now?
Right. It doesn't matter to us whether it's battleships or bobby pins. The process is the same. So through our endeavors in manufacturing our own products, we discovered that it's the same road an inventor should take. So we realized that we could help a lot of inventors because we have the network already in place. We have the engineers, we have the sourcing agents, we have the graphics people, we have the logistical people. Since we move so much product for our own companies, it just made a lot of sense to offer this to inventors. And ever since we opened the doors of Source Direct about 10 years ago, we found that it's worked. It's helped many inventors take their ideas and get it into market. The back end is the most difficult. Taking that idea that's on a napkin or a drawing or a patent and getting it priced out properly, finding a qualified factory that can produce it on an ongoing basis, then have the ability to package it correctly, bring it into this country, warehouse it, and then we use our distribution network to help the inventor move the product to the marketplace if it fits into our distribution. So it's basically turnkey. We can take it from the beginning and bring it all the way through to the end, which is what we've been doing for our own product since the late 80s.
That's fantastic. I just have a quick question. It may not be actually quick because it's an important part of what you're doing. We're always fascinated how a company will work with the inventor in reducing costs. So what is kind of your, you know, maybe not secret sauce, but how do you work with an inventor to keep their costs down?
Well, basically, we take their idea and we run it through our engineering department. And if we find that we can make a slight modification to the design without changing the functionality or the integrity, then we will make that recommendation. And a lot of times it results in cheaper production costs. Mm-hmm. So we do that here. If the inventor is a bit stubborn and doesn't want to make those changes, we can't do anything about that. But we will do everything we can to convince them that, look, let's make a small modification, and that could result in large price reduction. So once we have what we feel is a good design for the product, we send it, let's say it's good for China, we send it overseas. Our engineers there will locate the proper factory. This is a key element. A lot of times in China, you will go to a factory to get a product produced, but that factory, even though they have equipment, it's not the right equipment. So the qualification of the factory is key. And we spend a lot of time and effort in making sure that when we locate a factory, it has the equipment necessary to make that particular product. So at that point, we will work with the engineers at the factory to determine, are there further cost savings? Is there anything else we can do from a manufacturing standpoint, from a tooling standpoint, to make the product cheaper? We've had people come to us and say, we're making this product for $6 or $7. We take it, we run it through our system, and we end up getting the product done for $3 or $4. So there's a method to make sure that you are getting the right price. And, you know, sourcing is ongoing. We're always looking for ways to produce products cheaper. The first product I invented, a club and ball cleaner for the golf industry, the first product we made or the first run we made cost $22. Now we have this product produced for about $3. So over the last 25 years, the product has dropped dramatically to a point where it allows you to capture a large part of the marketplace.
You know, Ed, this is a good time to take a quick note because we have to go to a break in a little less than a minute. This is an amazing thing because I don't think inventors realize how important it is from the retailer's perspective of having that price down. So when we come back, if you're willing to talk a little bit more about, you know, some of the benefits on top of cost for the inventor, as well as how you work. Do you take it on your own, or do you and pay them a royalty, or do you take a fee up front? So when we come back after a few words from our sponsors, we'd love to hear a little bit more about how Source Direct works. And for more information, please make sure you go to Ed's website at sourcedirect.com. Is that right?
It's done.
I said it. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors.
Divas. If you need the connections to buyers, media, or companies who can take your product to the next level, then you are listening to the right show. This is the Innovation Divas on TogiNet Radio. And now, let's return to your Innovation Divas, Melinda Knight and Deanna Cohen.
We are back with our wonderful guest, Ed Morrow, from thesourcedirect.net. And he is an expert, not only an inventor in his own right, with some amazing products that he's been inventing across the globe and sourcing them overseas and bringing prices down for himself as well as his clients. Ed, what I would love to know, and I'm sure our audience is intrigued as well, is what is the process like working with Source Direct? What do the inventor have to go through? Is there a fee up front? And what do they get for your services?
Basically, we're an a la carte type menu. So we can do a number of different things. If you have an idea on a napkin and you want us to convert that to CAD drawing so sourcing can move forward, we'll review it and we'll charge you a fee to develop the CAD drawings. If you like what you see on the CAD drawings, then we have a sourcing fee where we will take that CAD drawing, your idea, which is now ready to get priced out, and we will send that overseas, and our boots on the ground, our employees in China, will basically get on a plane, a car, or a train and go visit and locate factories. This is the important factor, and there's a fee to do that. Then we will come back with an itemized cost sheet. Here it is. Here's your product. Here's what it's going to cost to produce it. You can then make a decision, well, I'd like to get a prototype, so we will give you a price on a prototype. If you like the prototype and you want to move forward and purchase the product, then we will basically come up with, here's the quantity we need to make. Here's the price for that quantity. You put down a deposit. We get the order made. Before it's shipped, we send you what's called a T1 sample, which is a production sample. You approve it, and then we can actually produce the product. We can bring it in for you. We can put it in our warehouse for you. We can actually handle all of the domestic shipping. We can ship one at a time, up to 100,000 at a time. So you can pick and choose the services you want depending on how far you want to go. Some inventors spend some money on their design. We give them a cost, and they say, you know what? It's a little too much money for me right now. Let's put it on the back burner. I've got to go raise some money, and if I do, we'll go forward. Other inventors say, I like it. The price is good, and let's basically go to town with it. What we also do, which helps inventors out quite a bit, is once we get a prototype or a sample in that basically is working well and functions the way it should, our graphics department can photograph the sample. We can produce a sell sheet with pricing, with packaging, and we can take that and we can test the waters with it. We have a number of individual representatives that we go to. There's a great organization we do a lot of business with called PGM Group in Atlanta. These are six professionals that represent over 60 big box stores. So we will take the sell sheet with the pricing, and we will give it to these guys. And they have certain people that they think they might sell it to. They'll send it out and test the water, see if there's any interest. And if there is, that helps the inventor make a decision. Let's move forward. So we can kind of eat the elephant one bite at a time. You don't have to go all in, spend a ton of money on tools and buy a bunch of product and then discover, well, it's not selling as quickly as we would like. So we basically hold the inventor's hand along the way, and you can make they can make decisions as to how far they want to go.
And do you have a situation where, or have you had a situation where, you know, somebody's come to you and they think their idea is, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you're, you know, it's just a situation where you know it's probably not going to do well on the market?
We do, but, you know, success is funny. We've had inventors come to us and go, well, if I can't sell a million of these things, I'm not interested. Well, you know, that's not the case. I mean, I've got 15 products that we've developed over the years that we sell on a day-to-day basis and have been through our own organization in the golf and the lawn and garden industry. And I say this to inventors. I say, look, if I told you you had to spend $50,000 today, let's say on tooling and some inventory and some graphics and a website, everything necessary to be in business. But I said to you, you're only going to sell about $5,000 a year, but you'll make $10 on every one of them, and you'll never have to touch it. You won't have to quit your day job. So we did that for 20 years. Would you consider that a success? So when you look at it that way, very, very few products in the industry today reach that super status of selling millions and millions, but selling 5,000 of something every year for 20 years, making $10 on each one, do the math. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a very good return. So a lot of the inventor product that we do fit into that category.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're really great at also giving them a reality check on what to expect, because I think a lot of inventors go into this and they do think they're going to be making millions off of their idea. And if they have the reality check and think of it logically, maybe it's, you know, it's still something they can do. I think that that's wonderful. We deal with that almost on a daily basis with, you know, unrealistic expectations sometimes. And I think that's great that you provide that for your clients.
Well, yeah, you know why? We don't have the time nor the energy to deal with somebody that has hope that really isn't there. I mean, we honestly turn down more products than we take. The inventor has to be a realist. They've got to understand that getting a product from an idea on a napkin to the marketplace, finished, sitting on the shelf at Home Depot, is a difficult journey, and it takes many, many years. It does not happen overnight. And you have to be prepared for that. We tell them it's going to cost you about this much money to do. You won't have to spend it all today. We're not asking you to give us $50,000 today, but over the life of you making your product, stocking your product, selling your product, it'll take $40,000-$50,000 in reality. But as you sell it, cash flow comes in, you end up paying for it. I've been in business for over 30 years, and we've done it successfully, and we've made a lot of money by perfecting a system. So what I tell my inventors is, look, you're going to hear a lot of stories out there. You're going to hear a lot of, get a lot of offers from a lot of so-called sourcing experts. One thing I tell them is, look, if you're talking to companies, ask them this. Ask them how many products they took from an idea on a napkin and matured them all the way through to the marketplace and has been selling them for more than 5 years. You know, do they walk the walk and talk the talk? Well, we do. I've done it. I've been to China. I've developed my own product. I've sold them to Home Depot and Lowe's and all these people. So this is what they have to understand, that you've got to be a realist about it. And if somebody doesn't have the right expectations, we're going to tell them, look, we can't help you.
Well, you know, I mean, look, Ed, all this information that you've given is pretty amazing, because one of the critical things that you mentioned is, are they really willing to make this a business? And I think that's the critical piece that a lot of inventors don't realize, is that we get emails probably 9 times out of 10 that they just want to license out their product because they think it's such a great idea. And, you know, there's no proof in the pudding yet for them, for a company to come in and say, well, I'll take it, of course I'll license it. No, that's not how it generally works. So, you know, if Nathan or yourself would love to, we'd love to have this kind of conversation on a video or even in a quick blog that we would post in our resource center, because it's critical information that they need to know, that the process isn't just about creating a product. It's about creating a business. And that's basically what you're implying, is that they're creating a business and it will cost money. So I like that you represented your company in that light to showcase and to explain to them. I mean, you can't do it to everyone and you can't explain to each and every one of them, but I think that's a critical piece for at least during this radio show, and even more if we can add that to our resource center.
It would be fun to do actually a series, because there's so much that you do and focusing on, you know, certain elements of it and, you know, really showcasing those pieces and having kind of a series in our resource center would be fantastic.
We're both on the same page because Nathan is an expert in videotography and he is setting the groundwork for exactly that. You know, it's very complicated what we do. And, you know, we've got a 65,000-square-foot warehouse in Clearwater. We've got a full-time logistics girl, a full-time graphics, full-time engineer. We ship millions of dollars worth of product every day. So what I tell the inventors is, look, you don't have to quit your day job. You could literally be in business without quitting your day job. And if you should be so lucky as to have your product reach a point where you can spend full time on it, then great. But yes, this is a commitment. If you're not willing to make the commitment, then you shouldn't be in the business. When I first started out, I mean, I lived in my car for 3 months. I lived off of peanut butter and jelly. I had to raise $45,000 to make my first tool. I begged, borrowed, stole every dollar I could to get this thing going. And if you don't have that commitment, you shouldn't be doing it. So what we bring to the table is 25 to 30 years of, we already did it. Our main role is to make sure the inventor doesn't step into any huge potholes. You're going to make a lot of little mistakes, but what we're here for is to help you not make the big ones. I've made all the big mistakes. I've done it. I was where these inventors are today. So I can talk to them and say, look, you go down this road and spend your money now, you're making a huge mistake. Here's why. And 99% of the time, I can convince them to spend their money wisely. That's one of the biggest mistakes that inventors make. They get hoodwinked into spending money they don't have to spend. There's
you
a certain way you need to spend your dollar.
Right. Ed, our show, your segment is almost over. Oh, my God, there's so much more to talk to you about. We will have you back on our show. And actually, if you want to stay on and listen, We do have an inventor, and who knows, maybe that next inventor who's, if you have some time to listen, may need some advice. Do you have a few minutes to stay around?
Yeah, we'll have a listen. I appreciate the time, and we'd be love to come back in the future if you'll have us.
All right, Ed. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
With more of Innovation Divas.